did not know this, I hand it over to you. Let it be to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate the faithfulness of Jesus. I have a few more minutes before I sit down. About 11 years ago, I was in the place of worship. My children were turning out very well. God was blessing my ministry, my family. When I had God say to me, the things I have taught you and I have helped you to put into practice in raising children, go teach others. So I called a few ladies in our church, the women. I said, well, less than 50. I said, prayer is what I know. Because as a single lady, I didn't know who will marry me. I didn't know how many kids I will have. I started praying for my children. I went to the market. I bought this pair of shoes, jeans, blue. I will hold it in my hand almost every day and I will pray, God, my children will turn out well. My children will be married as virgins. My children will not be at the mercy of their enemies. My children, I don't know who gave me, now I know the Holy Spirit gave me those prayer points. I will hold it. When I was getting married, I carried the shoes, put where my wedding rings and my wedding dress was, my shoes, I put them. It was part of my load and I brought it to my husband's house. And when we started raising our kids, I made sure my kids, all of them, by the time it was Mrs. Onyesan's turn, it was getting torn, but it didn't matter. I put her feet inside it because I had been praying as a single person. Spiritual things are real. Spiritual warfare is real. Woman, may you not sleep the sleep of death. Amen. I did not know that God would give me the privilege of going round the world. Mama Titi, we were in London, England. 4,500 women were at the Excel. 4,500 women. Pastor Matthew said to me, I've never seen this guy in my life on a Saturday morning. In London. We had Lagos last Saturday. It was fire. And now it's the turn of Ghana. So, whether you are single or you're married, you're a single parent, you're divorced, you're a widow, you're separated, it does not matter. We want to pray. Every woman has five kinds of children. Number one, you have your biological children. The children you gave birth to. Number two, you have your natural children. The children that your biological children are married to. Number three, you have your adopted children. Some of you don't even know that some people have adopted you. That woman that sells tomatoes in the market, just because you are kind to her, her children have adopted you and you don't even know. Number four, you have spiritual children. You are a child of God. You are in the ushering department. Even ushers, sit down and listen to me very carefully. You have spiritual children. You are in the choir. You think you are just joking. You have a spiritual oversight of some people. God is watching how you do it. Let me say this to those of you that are workers in church. Let me say this to you and hear me very, very well. My own sister, my junior sister, she got married and she did not have a child. She had lived with me for 11 years, helped me with my kids. And I went to God, first year, second year, no child. So I went to God in a place of prayer. I said, Father, how can she not have a child? She served me. She should not lose the prophet's reward. And the Lord said to me, every time the angel brought her babies, she was absent. I said, Lord, that cannot be. She's always in church. Lola is always in church. She's a church girl. The Lord said to me that the angels had been instructed not to take her children to the main service. but to choir rehearsals. Did you hear me? So every Thursday, when you think you are just joking, you are rehearsing for Sunday. God is there. The angels are there. My sister had waited on the Lord for years and she was discouraged, so she left the choir. And the angels will come and bring the child. So family planning was failing because the gifts and the blessings of God, they are without repentance. The angels couldn't take the children back. So somebody will just have a baby. Somebody will just get pregnant. I went to her. Lola, God just spoke to me about you. What's going on? She went back to the choir 2 weeks after she got pregnant. Today she has a girl and a boy. You have a spiritual child. You have spiritual children, in case you don't know. Every woman does. And number five, you have destiny children. Number one, you have biological children, the children you gave birth to. Number two, you have natural children, the children that your children are married to. Number three, you have adopted children. Number four, you have spiritual children. And then number five, you have destiny children. In case you don't even know, somebody in Sierra Leone read your book, listened to you on YouTube, and has decided to tie their apron to yours. These are your destiny children. That is why as a woman, you must succeed. And that's one of the reasons God raised women like me. Because you are causing go slow. You are causing traffic jam. You must be wealthy, not just because of you, not just because you want to carry Gucci, but because if you are not blessed, that widow will go to bed hungry. One day, my driver said to me, "Mom, even if you don't pray anymore, the lepers that are praying for you in this land is enough. If I don't have it, how will I give it?" So what are we talking about? And as a woman, you will sit down there and say, "Until my husband gives me money for bra, until my husband." That's why they hate me, but I don't give a damn. Satan, how markets? With all that you wrote on social media against me, how markets? How markets? Once somebody rises up to liberate women, they will start calling us all kinds of names. But I do not give a damn. Every woman must be free. Every woman must be empowered. Sit down. You need your own. Let me shock you. If you are a married woman, the moment we remove the title MRS from your life, whatever remains is your true value. Madam, whatever you have outside of your husband is your real worth. My husband told me, "Don't die under my shadow. Go get your own honor." As a pastor's wife, he pushed me into destiny. He said to me one day, "It is normal for people to respect pastor's wives. Hey, because she's papa's wife. Let's clap." He said, "I don't want you to live your life that way." He told me 31 years ago. He said, "I want you to build your life in such a way that if I announce in church that my wife will be preaching on Sunday, people should go wild. They should start smelling something." He said, "Don't die under my shadow. Don't be an African wife. Get your honor. Get your money. Whatever I give you, let it be an addition. Get your own." Oh, my head became correct. He said, "If I did not marry you, you would still have had a destiny to fulfill. So why should you not fulfill your destiny because you are my wife?" A man told me that. So you will, a man of God. Mama, they say, "Calls him my Mordecai." It's true. So you will see me go to the bathroom 2 a.m. I will carry the Bible. "Father, I don't want to die as Mrs. Adejumo. Give me my own. Up open my eyes. What is the mystery behind the book of Ephesians? You will see, my husband is in his room sleeping. I'll be praying and building myself up. I didn't suddenly appear out. And let me tell you this. My husband and I raised our four children all by ourselves under the grace of God. I've not had one house help in my life. I put my career on hold and I was lost in my children's world. Every Thursday evening, my husband and I didn't go anywhere. We were in their world. My mates were leaving me behind. Today, I look at my mates and I cannot find my mates among my mates. I'm not saying you should not have house help because it's no longer workable. But please have the number of children you can raise by yourself and be in their lives. Your mother cannot help you raise your children. No Sunday school teacher can help you raise your children. Mothers, it is Mother's Summit. Before, we used to only pray. Now I teach and I allow things like this to be put into it. Then I pray. Because you need to pray from the point of view of knowledge. As a young single lady, you pray ahead because you have destiny children. We're not talking about marriage. Marriage is just, if you are married here, let me shock you. Your husband, your children are just in transit in your life. You met in this world. So don't kill yourself because you don't have husband. Don't kill yourself because you don't have children. You just pass. They are just passing. You have a life. Live your life. If you are married, be a great wife. Be a great mother if you have. But if you don't put your life on hold and let life pass you. You are going to wake up and discover that you are 84 and you didn't enjoy life. Tell your neighbor, chop life, chop life, chop life. Chop arm. Chop life, Mama Tete. Stand up. Take a walk. Show your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I like me. I like myself. I am happy with me. I am not inferior to you. I'm not inferior to anybody. Can ever shake the lava. Women, when children don't succeed, it is the mother. When it is the mother. Enough. We are the fathers too. Fathers too should raise. Was it not Jairus that went to Jesus? We are the fathers. We are the boys. Madam, enjoy your life. Don't let anybody kill you. Sit down. I'm just doing introduction. Biological children, natural children, adopted children, spiritual children, and destiny children. The people that are tied to you. I want to pray one prayer for you now. In fact, it is two prayers. Number one, you will not meet the person you should miss. And in the name of Jesus, you will not miss the person you should meet. Say three amens. Take your seat. There are people you should miss in life. Destiny killers. Envy jealousies. You should miss them. People that are not happy that you are happy. People that befriend your enemies. Critics. They can't stand your success. when you smile or you laugh, they don't even know that you are smiling just to smile. They don't know the pain. They don't know how you cried yesterday. Such people, evil people, people that dishonor you, they try to explain off your success. People that don't trust you. People you don't trust. There are people you should miss. You must never meet them. There is also one person you must never meet in your life. There are not two. One person you must never meet in your life. Femi, come. Stay there. This is the person you must never meet. You must never meet that person. You must never see yourself. Come. The person you should have become. The person you should have become. Let me explain to you. One day, Mrs. Billy Graham was at a meeting. Her husband was preaching. And the husband, Bill Graham, will look in one direction and miss his notes. The book of Daniel. Sorry, the book of Micah. Sorry, the book of that righteous man. After he finished preaching and he came back to his seat, the wife said to him, "Honey, I noticed for the first time you were missing your notes. What happened?" And you will look at a particular direction and miss your notes. Billy Graham said, "I suddenly saw the lady that refused to marry me." Mrs. Billy Graham stood up, adjusted her dress. Protocol followed her. She went to the woman. She said, "Thank you for saying no to my husband. See what I would have missed." May you not meet the person you should have been. Sit down. But there are people you must never miss in life. I call them helpers of destiny. And there are about 11 kinds. This is no more modern summit. Something is just, I'm drunk. It's not modern summit. There are about 11 of them. I'll tell you next year. You don't want me to come next year. But listen to me. There are some people that when they step into your life, they stunk. Jesus stepped into the boat. They stunk. I have a few of them in my life. Thank you, Mama. And you too. Some of them are financial storm. Somebody looks at you and says, "You are now in my budget every year." When somebody looks at you and says, "You are the reason why I'm living." Financial storm. Not everybody is struggling. Not everybody is struggling. The God that called and raised me and took me from the Mary clean will help you. Amen. That your amen is not good at all. One more time, shout amen. Sit down, let me do mother's summit. Sit down. There are different kinds of mothers. Number one, we have absentee mothers. They are never there. Career, MTN, selling coke, church, ministry. They are there. But they are in their children's lives, absentee mothers. They are never there. They are looking for money everywhere. They are looking for fame everywhere. When my children were young, I did not take one invitation to go and preach. One invitation. Was lost in their world. Now I can say it's worth it. It's worth it. Absentee mothers, pray till tomorrow. It's not about prayer. Prayer summit is one of your responsibilities. There are four major things you should do for your child. It's just one of those things. Absentee mothers. Number two, abusive mothers. Abusive mothers, they transfer aggression. I never wanted you. I wanted a boy. You came as a girl. Your mother is never, your father is never, in fact, they make their enemies, their children's enemies. Don't greet Mama Tete again. Did you hear me? Don't let me see your feet in your house again. And Mama Tete was raised to help that child. Transferred enmity. They can slap. They can beat. They never listen to their children. Anything. Because they are hurting. Because a man left you 15 years ago. You see hurting, my dear. Wake up. Don't kill yourself. The man is gone. Gone for good. When I hear churches, pray for this woman. Her husband left her 21 years ago. What can God not do? I say, rubbish. The man is remarried with four children. What do you, want him back? You want HIV? You want, what are you looking for? Go get a Boaz. And if there's no Boaz, get on your field and raise your children. And enjoy your life and put yourself in ministry or in a passion. Become a missionary and enjoy your life. Once in a while, just get your ticket, go to Dubai. Once in a while, come to Nigeria. Once in a while, go to New York. Just spoil yourself. Stop transferring aggression. Once in a while, I'm climbing the stairs and I'm patting myself on the back. I'm saying, well done. Baby girl, you're not doing badly. Oh, who abused you? Oh, that person with 21 followers on Instagram. Sometimes you need to look at the person that is abusing you. Pat yourself on the back. You tell yourself, it's not easy to be a mother of three. Girl, you are trying. The boy failed mathematics and so. Have you not failed before? He will write it again. Tell yourself. Number three, insensitive mothers. This is not mothers. But God told me, you are a prisoner of the gospel. Your life is in the offering bucket. So it's not my meeting, it's God's own. Insensitive mothers. Uncle is raping her daughter. Like my daughter was explaining, she can't sit. The guy said, I don't want to go to school today. They say, shut up! Stop. You are going! You fool! Insensitive, very insensitive. One girl, if I mention her name, all of you know her on Instagram. She confided in me. She said, it was my choir director that disvirgined me. My mommy would tell me to go for piano lesson. Because the boy is good in church. I went for a funeral service of a young pastor about 2 years ago. I looked at him in the casket. A girl said to me, he was my pastor, but he disvirgined me. Your child is complaining. You are so insensitive. You are praying, and your phone rings, and it's your child in the boarding house. Say, God, please excuse me. Pick the phone. Hello, my dear. I'm actually praying. Is there anything urgent? I said, no, mom. Okay, I'll call you back. Father, I'm back. Thank you. Some of you are not spiritual, you are religious. Religious. You are married. Your husband wants to sleep with you. You are praying in tongues. We call that spirituality. Insensitive mothers.
They are everywhere. Pushing their children into danger. May you not be one. The book of Genesis chapter 21. One day, Sarah saw, from verse number 1, Sarah saw Ishmael mocking Isaac. Sarah said, hey, two major things are happening here. Number one, the battle I fought with your mother, you want to transfer it to my child? Generational battle? No way. She stood up. She said, number two, Abraham's mistake. I dare you. You will not mock Abraham's miracle. She took her stand. Where was Abraham? Number one, maybe Abraham pretended. I'm talking about insensitive mothers. Was it not Sarah that fought that battle? I said, no way. Cast out this bondwoman and her son. For the son of this bondwoman shall not be here. I said, you better wake up, woman, and fight for your seed. I've told you the number of children, the types of children. And prayer, cover your children. And Satan proof them. And tell the devil, Pharaoh, you can kill other children, but you cannot touch my own. Others may not make it, but my case is different.